This is Gabe Cruz Allen for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm sitting here with Christoph Paul, a local musician from Troy, New York. So my first question is, how long have you been a musician, Christoph?
For a while. You know, I think I've been playing since high school, you know, so, you know, figure good 15 years, you know, when all said and done. First band was in high school and started with guitar and singing. Started with singing, then guitar and singing, and now I went over to bass because I have such a good guitar player. It seemed like a shame to play guitar, so I've worked on bass the last 5 years, and that's what I do now, bass and sing.
Okay, so primarily the bass.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. So I know you have a band, and I know their name is the Dionysus Effect.
Yep.
What led you to start the band?
So this has kind of been a process, this whole band. It's been kind of an evolution. Originally, I was in a band in New York City called The Only Prescription, and I had met this. I was kind of getting burnt out near the end because I had a day job and doing other stuff, and I'm a writer, and you know, I was editing. But I met this amazing guitar player, and he was like a kid. He was like 18 years old at the time, and we became great friends after playing together. And, you know, I gave a break from music after The Only Prescription, and then I started like, hey, you know, I'm switching over to bass. Why don't you play, you know, guitar, and let's see what we can do. And him and I started working on these songs, which will be on our first album. And then we met Brett. I believe you've had him on another interview. He's also a musician. He plays guitar and sings in the band.
It's called Raziel's Tree, Raziel's I believe. Trio.
And that for like all that together, really the band became real. And Brett, I met during, you know, I know him as a writer, but I was like, hey man, I need a drummer, and we have this pandemic, and I'm going out of my mind. So we started playing together, and then Sean joined, and we're a band now. We're the Dionysus Effect.
Yeah. What would you say is the genre of your music?
I mean, we're a rock band at heart, you know, and I think rock needs kind of a comeback again. And I think, like, that word doesn't have the power it used to, and I want that word to have power, you know. I want that word rock. There's something about rock and roll. You could call it alt rock too, or indie rock, but it's rock. You know, it's really about rock and roll, and you know that Dionysus energy, which kind of influenced our name. So yeah, we're a rock band.
So where exactly does like Dionysus come from?
I mean, you know, he's kind of the Greek god of wine, and you know, he just that energy of fun and excitement, that Dionysus energy, you know, the party energy. I think, you know, if there's something, I want rock to be fun and a little dangerous again. I think that's missing. I think that's really missing. I think you have that in the underground, and like all the underground rock is really doing good stuff, but we're like become, I don't want us to become like jazz, you know. I want us back in kind of the mainstream a little bit. You know, people, there's not a better music to have fun to than rock, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So what kind of genres have influenced you?
I mean, I'm really influenced by R&B more, if as much as rock, if not more. I love, like, Motown. I love kind of that 60s sound coming from that era. You know, I like 70s rock, too, and grunge. I like, you know, it's like 90s grunge and 60s R&B kind of really, really had a big influence on me. And I think in a weird way, I've been trying to meld those two genres together.
Okay, cool. And what kind of music do you like to listen to?
I mean, the cliche of I do listen to everything, but, you know, right now I'm listening to the latest Mark Lanegan album. He's a guy who was involved with Queens of the Stone Age, goes back to like Screaming Trees. So, you know, I listen to what I play. I like good rock music, or rock music that has like a dance vibe. You know, I like rock music you can dance to. I like playing that, and I like listening to that.
Okay. And how would you say that COVID-19 and the pandemic have affected your ability and your plans to perform live?
I mean, we just played our first show. It was at like a farm, you know, it wasn't at like a typical venue. I think because of that, we've been so focused on like songwriting and getting ready to record our next album. It's, you know, playing like, I'm like, oh yeah, we can actually play live again. So I got to get back into that mindset. Right. I've been in like a total songwriter mindset, you know, I've not really like, I've just, you never knew when this was going to happen again. So I was like,
right,
man, I just, now I got to get back in that performer mindset.
Uh-huh. And how do you see yourself as a local artist?
I mean, I've been in Troy now for a year and a half, maybe. Yeah, probably a year and a half. And I moved right before the pandemic. So I've not really got to immerse myself in the local scene. And it sucks. Like, I'm really hoping things open up soon. I want to meet other bands. You know, I want to meet other... I'm into writing, too. I want to meet other writers. And it's been very hard to do that. But I'm definitely here to stay. And I definitely want to represent the Capital Region as a musician. And, you know, play here, play in New York City, you know, and who knows, maybe get a little rock scene started here again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know there used to be a rock scene, a bit of a rock scene in downtown Albany around Pauly's Hotel.
I'd like to play Pauly's.
And the Low Beat.
Yeah, I got to see like one show at the Low Beat.
Yeah.
Or, you know, RIP, you know.
Yeah, I know for myself, I went to shows at both of those places, but yeah, it was both before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, I'm not even sure if those places are going to open up again.
I think Pauly's will.
Oh. Did you hear somewhere that
I heard that Pauly's is opening up, but Low Beat's gone.
Oh, okay. So, Christoph, how do you want to be seen and received by the public?
I mean, I just want to be seen as a rock band with catchy songs. That's a quality rock band with catchy songs. I'll be happy with that. That's really fun to see and listen to. You know, I want to be a fun rock band. I'll be happy with that. You know, that's enough for me. You know, I just want to be part of that next wave of rock. And I'd like the Dionysus Effect to be part of that. I'm excited for our first album to be coming out. It's planned to drop in like late September of this year. We've actually written pretty much the second album. We'll probably record it near the end of this year, but we're not going anywhere. I'm excited. I'm hoping that venues open up like Pauly's and we can start playing these songs to people.
So, but would you say that you guys are like pretty focused on songwriting right now?
I would say that's coming to an end, and we're going to focus more on like performing and playing live shows.
So, do you guys have any ideas of where else you would play?
That's going to be the next step. Just kind of finding venues that open up. It could be New York City. I think it'll be in the fall. I think we're going to probably not really have shows till September or October. And
okay.
we'll be definitely ready to play those.
Okay. Awesome. So, Christoph, where does the Dionysus Effect record music?
We record in Peekskill at our guitarist Sean's workshop. It's literally called The Workshop. He has a studio down in Peekskill, and we recorded that recent song, the In Defense of Ska, which we put up on YouTube. Even though we're not a ska band, we did a ska song for the book In Defense of Ska, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, it felt really good. So we've kind of been just like focused on studio stuff since the pandemic, but we're ready to get back to performing live.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for interviewing with me.